This podcast is a proud member of the Paranormality Podcast Network.
Hello.
Hello.
Was that kind of low the way I said it?
It was low the way I said it, too.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, completely out of tune. Anyways, this is, welcome to
I Have a Strange Story podcast.
This is a podcast where two sisters retell people's strange and paranormal stories and experiences. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is the show with those two sisters. I don't know, dude.
Still don't know what we're doing after 111 episodes. How to open.
Still get awkward. Still say like, this is,
yeah. I don't know what we do sometimes.
we retell stories. That's what we do. Like, oh man. Anywho, here we are. You're right. Episode 111. We're in agreement that that's what we're on.
I wrote 110 and I crossed out the zero when I put it on. So it could have gone the other way.
Did you have to look it up?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I just looked
funny.
Through my notes, though, because I have 110 notes, because before we had I had a hard time finding a story. And so I was going to talk about tardigrades, and I have this whole thing about that. And then I found a story because we postponed recording. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to talk about tardigrades. I'm going to talk about this instead.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Radio silence is never a good thing.
It's not. Yeah.
Pause for dramatic effect.
Sorry. It is. Well, sometimes pauses work really well and in your favor.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But not always, as we just witnessed.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Do you have any announcements?
Yeah, you know I do. I
know.
Because we talked about it before. I have an announcement. We have a new logo. It may or may not be up for this episode that's coming out. I have changed our logo on our Instagram page, but I might tweak it because it's kind of hard to see. But it's black and gold instead of clouds and gray. But it's just kind of hard to see on our Instagram page, in my opinion. So it might change a wee bit.
It is so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it is so cool. You did such a good job. Yeah, I fucking love it, dude. I don't think it's hard to read. I think it looks good the way it
is.
But
well, maybe I'll keep it.
You're the artiste.
Well, shout out to the Paranormality Radio Network because we're part of that. We have we have access to a Canva program where I can do shit like that. So.
That's
you know,
cool,
you
dude.
Guys, if you have a podcast and it's a weird one and you think about and you want to use Canva,
then join that union.
Yeah.
I mean, network. Shit.
We're a podcast union network.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So go to paranormalityradio.com and you can join there. This wasn't even an ad for that. Like, I'm just. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there that it's really cool. They're very supportive and they promote our show and they're very nice people. So we just love them. Plus, you get access to a Canva account, so. That's my announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to share a tidbit. Because I never have an announcement. I do it every time. I know. This is what I've been doing. I'm a gamer now, and so are you. Let's just be honest.
Total gamer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been playing, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
movie.
It's not as it's a wonderful movie. The game is not as fun as I thought it would be. It's fun. Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I've been playing Diablo way more than that. I don't even know why I'm announcing this. On with the show,
She's
dude.
She's a gamer, you guys.
Yeah.
So is Lily. Lily is also here with us today. So are you done? You're a gamer, you're playing Scott Pilgrim, that's it. And Diablo.
Yeah. Oh, and that moving one. The moving one is fun.
The moving one?
Yeah, where you're little characters and you're timed and moving a number of items from a house to a moving truck.
Oh, like you're moving you're moving furniture.
Yeah, furniture boxes.
Lindsay sent me a text message about this, and I was like, are you packing shit up? Because this sounds like a perfect game for you. Are you packing up a house into boxes? And yeah, that's your life.
It's close enough. It's close enough, I know.
You can definitely do that.
It's funny.
Yeah. Woo. All right, well, on with the show then. Yes?
Episode 111.
111. So I have a story for you.
Okay.
And everybody else out there that is listening. And this is a story about a possible wolfman, werewolf sighting, dogman sighting. And this happened to an experiencer last summer, which was 2020 summertime. So they were, you know, quarantined, probably getting out of the house to do a little joggy jog. And they went for a run in this wooded trail. They were just going along, listening to music. And what they were hoping to do was just to see some other wildlife out there. They said that there's a lot of, like, deer, and there's some coyotes. And they had their headphones on, and they were listening to music and just enjoying the summertime. And they passed by a pond, and they noticed two dead animals. One was a coyote, question mark, because they weren't really sure what it was, and a deer. Now, I just want to throw this out there. This gets a wee bit graphic, so if you don't want to listen to it, you might want to skip this part. So there's your trigger warning. The coyote was untouched except for a blow to the stomach. So it was touched. It was killed, and its stomach was slashed open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. And then the deer was completely, like, ransacked. That's how they explain it. So that's about the goriest part that I'm going to go into. And so the guy just went up to look at it a little bit closer, and he said that it appeared like these killings were fairly fresh. Rigor mortis had not set in yet, but there was flies.
Like they just missed
it. Yeah, they just missed it. They said that it was probably... They figured they were probably dead for... The longest amount of time was 2 hours. So...
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, he decides he's seen enough, and he starts to leave, and he gets a little bit worried. So he takes out one of his earbuds just in case he's... And so he starts running, and as he's running, he thinks he's hearing footsteps behind him, and he thinks he's hearing panting. But then he rationalizes it. I don't know why that came out that way. Oh, yes, I do. It's because I'm drinking some wine. I'm drinking a Pot of Dark, by the way. Again, because I love it. In my kitty cat wine glass. But anywho.
Oh.
So he's rationalizing this in his head that, okay, the footsteps I'm hearing are mine because I'm running, and the panting I'm hearing is mine because I'm breathing hard because I'm running. And also he has one earbud out. And so he didn't hear that before. And so he decides to just keep on going. And he's also remembering that he just passed two dead bodies in the forest that were killed by some animal. So he picks up the pace a little bit. I think he's getting a bit worried at this part. And then what happened next, he says, stuck with him. He hears a branch snap behind him. And he remembers seeing this branch on the trail that he's on, and he passed over it. So he decides to hold his breath so that he can hear more clearly, and he's still hearing panting. And his mind goes, oh, shit. But the sound was fairly faint, so that, you know, that means whoever was behind him may have been, could have run past him. So he stopped to possibly let this person go by. But he turns around. And he turns around slowly, but there was nothing there. But he does see a dark-haired clawed foot with splayed-out fingers and claws on each fingies, just kind of holding on to a tree. Like something's peering out and looking over at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says these phalanges are longer than his American size 11-foot shoe, which is, I looked it up.
That's big.
About 10 and a half inches.
Yeah, that's a big foot, dude.
Or 26.7 centimeters for our metric friends.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
That's thoughtful.
I see you. I see your metricness. And then he starts sprinting because he's kind of freaked out at this part. Whatever, what is behind him starts running. And he is running to the end of the path. And it's close to a main road with, like, cars. And so the cars are going up and down the road. So he's probably like, I got to get to that. To that area where there's people, where there's traffic. And so he does, and he gets to the edge of the road, and then he turns around, and behind him is some sort of dog-like wolfman creature. He said it has no tail. It's on all fours with very dark brown or black hair, and the ears are straight up. So he describes it like a Doberman, but those are cropped ears. So I imagine those are probably, it's probably like a wolf ear. Like, just triangle ears that stood up. His eyes were yellow, and he was a very muscular. He said he wasn't super toned, but it was just naturally, like, muscular being. It was reared up on his hind legs, or it reared up on his hind legs, I'm sorry. And it was towering over him. So this guy's about 5'10", or 177.8 centimeters. And he guessed that this creature was about 7.5 feet tall, which is about 228.6 centimeters. And this was seen in the upper, in the northeast part of the United States. So Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts area.
Cold area.
The cold area. Yeah, so I know where you're going with this. What do you think it was?
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it's a werewolf.
You think it's a werewolf? So one thing that I forgot to mention, or maybe I did mention, is that it didn't have a tail.
No, I think you did say I? That, okay, actually. Yeah. Well, then, if it didn't have a tail, I guess the next thing would be a dogman. Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of anything without a tail. I think that's kind of a unique feature for this creature.
It could have been just that it was injured.
You're right. It could have been injured. He could have had his...
Do they carry injuries from werewolf to the human?
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a good idea. That's a good point that you bring up. I have no idea. In fact, I didn't even look that up. I remember reading that and thinking that it was interesting that he didn't see a tail. Okay, let's think about this. Like, if you were going to shapeshift from a human being into a wolf-like creature, but you didn't have a tail, why? What would cause that injury? A back injury? Because humans, as you know, don't typically have tails. They might have a little bit elongated, vertebrae at the end. But typically that is not something that is around anymore.
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, I go to Harry Potter and I think of, like, Wormtail. And then I think, I mean, because I think of the going in between animals and, like, well, the one thing that's kind of common with him are the front two teeth.
And also he's missing a toe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then let's go to Sirius Black.
Mm-hmm.
What does he have, anything that carries over whenever he turns into, because he turns into Padfoot,
right? Yeah, he turns into a big black dog.
Is that Padfoot?
Yes, that's Padfoot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that he carries over, but it reminds me of skinwalkers, because skinwalkers, that sometimes that's how they get identified, is because whatever they turn into, they'll carry whatever characteristic or trait with them, and they can be identified by humans that way.
There's always something off about skinwalkers, too. Like, whenever they shapeshift into an animal, it's not quite right. Like, it's either larger than life, or they have a weird head, they have human eyes, they have, you know, they just have, they can't fully do an animal. Like, there's always something that's weird. So I didn't even put that in there, but it could have been a skinwalker.
Yeah, I guess it could have been a Skinwalker if that's the case. Mm-hmm. And where was the area?
It was in the northeast United States. So, I don't know how else to tell you. Because he gave all the states there.
Here's the deal. He did. Mm-hmm. I acted like I knew what you meant when you said northeast. But the real reality is that for some reason I'm awful with geography. I don't know why. Okay. Like when people are like East Coast, West Coast, I'm like, yeah. Like East Coast is like New York.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. West Coast is like California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Northeast. Okay. Mm-hmm. So up there. Okay.
So up there where it gets cold. Mm-hmm. Likely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no telling, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that that's a good option is Skinwalker, but if it's a werewolf, it could have been a werewolf where it had some type of injury or whatever that went in between, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
So I just did, like I do a wee bit of research. And so a couple of things that I looked up was shapeshifters, and werewolves do fall into mm-hmm. this category. There's a lot of folklore around it. Werewolves turn into, wolves on a full moon. And it's because of either a curse or a spell, or they got bit or scratched by somebody who is in werewolf form. So I don't know enough about the folklore as far as if the full moon thing is a Hollywood thing, or if that's an actual, like, true to tale thing about werewolves. Like, do they just turn in whenever they want to, or does it have to be one, on the full moon once a month?
If I recall, I think that the full moon truly is associated with transforming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know. I have to look it up again, but keep talking.
Okay. So actually turning into a werewolf is called lycanthropy. Lycanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think that's a great term.
It's cute. Yeah.
And that basically just means turning into wolf form. And turning into wolf form can be either turning into a wolf or a combination of human and wolf. So what he saw falls into both of those categories. It could have been a wolf, but he stood on, his hind legs and he towered 7.5 feet tall. Now, I don't know how big wolves are in like regular wolves, but I know that they are fucking huge. But it's not natural for them to stand on their hind legs. So
right.
The other thing is that I wanted to bring up was dogmen. So dogmen are shapeshifters to a degree, or they can't, or maybe they're a species of a combination mm-hmm. of a dog or a man, or maybe some other sort of combination of something that stands on its hind legs and a dog. What were you going to say?
Do you have so many good questions? Like, I wish that we had all this research to all these questions that you're asking.
What?
They're so good.
What I should do is ask these questions and then do the research instead of question my research. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's just what happens when you start talking about it and having a conversation. It's just you think of it differently,
true.
You know?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so one of the famous dogmen is the Michigan Dogman. And this was a dogman that was witnessed in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. And it was described as 7 feet tall, blue or amber eyes, and it was bipedal, but it was canine-like with canine-like with the torso of a man and the rest of the body like the animal of a dog. And the howl sounded like a man screaming. This is the cool part. It appears every 10 years in the year ending in 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's also a project. There is a dog man project in Michigan. And they recruit people to, like, take pictures, go camping, and just hunt down the dog man. I'm not going to really feed into that a whole lot because I didn't go into the website as far as what they want to do and if they want to kill it, that type of thing. I think
yeah,
I think that it's cool that if you want to prove that it exists, But I just don't feel like trapping an animal and putting it on display or killing it is a good way to do it, unless it's attacking people or just, you know, killing livestock or, you know, just causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about something else that's going to segue into your topic. So there was a supposed period of werewolf trials that emerged in what is now called Switzerland during the early 15th century. And it spread to Europe in the 16th to the 18th century. It went on for a long fucking time. People were hunting down people that they accused of being werewolves. And during this time, people were, whoever was accused of lycanthropy, it was also people that were accused of wolf riding or wolf charming. I didn't get into exactly what that was, but wouldn't it fucking suck if you just liked to, like, if you were just friends with the wolf pack?
Like Princess Mononoke?
Exactly. What if you were Princess Mononoke? Yeah. You would be dead. You would definitely charged with lycanthropy and maybe possibly hung. You know what? One thing that I wanted to bring up, though. So this is just kind of a weird psychological serial killer like look into this. But so the way that these animals that he passed were killed, you know, disemboweled is what I'm thinking, with the stomach slashed open and then the deer was devoured, so maybe it was eaten, or maybe if the person who was turned into the dog man or a werewolf, what if he's like, dude, I can go on a fucking rampage and kill because I'm not a human and I'm not gonna get caught for that.
I can see that's a reasonable theory to consider.
Yeah, wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who I think would do that. If there were no consequences, they would do things that people ethically think is wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take away, what is this fucking Lord of the
Flies?
Pigs. What is it? Huh? Lord of the Flies. Yeah, Lord of the Pigs. Lord of the Flies. Mm-hmm. One of those situations, like, take away government and, like,
rules,
laws and everything. Yeah. And then, like, yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts, yeah, it dude. I know. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, two, what do you remember? Because I guess there is folklore in the werewolf side that you don't recognize your friends or your family. You just
go after them?
Yeah. So, like, would it actually be something that is preconceived? Like I'm going to turn into a werewolf and I'm going to fucking kill a human. Or is it that they just do it because they enjoy it?
I tried to look up a few times whether or not the full moon has anything to do with the behavior or the transformation, and I couldn't find anything. I tried to look it up several times. Okay. But, I mean, both of your suggestions, like, I don't know. There's no telling, dude. Yeah. And maybe it changes you. Maybe it changes your personality to, maybe you are aware, but because you have that DNA or that genetic predisposition to hunt, maybe you don't care. Maybe you live with it and you don't care.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe just something like you, maybe there is a prey drive in that too. You know, like dogs have prey drive. Like my neighbor, unfortunately, their dog has killed all of their goddamn chickens. It is so sad. Aww. So sad. But like, there's just nothing you can do training for prey drive for dogs, but you can never really take it away fully. So maybe if you turn into this dog-like creature, you also get, or a wolf creature, you also get that prey drive. And so seeing a human being running, like, you're at the top of the food chain as a werewolf. You're an apex predator, as they say. And if something is running, then that's something that you need to chase down and kill, which is what happened to the coyote, which is what happened to the deer, too. But anyways, I thought that was interesting about the werewolf trials. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, I haven't either. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah. Why don't we learn about that stuff?
I don't think it was...
Why don't we learn about these
things? I just don't think it was that big of a deal. As far... like, I think that there was probably more deaths in documentation for the witch trials because this expanded from Switzerland to Europe, right? And I think that there's a major witch trials that happened in the United States.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude.
I don't like it.
Be careful, man. Watch, you know, just keep an earbud out.
Yeah.
Keep an earbud out.
Yeah, for real, dude. Well, I think that I do that anyways. Three spooked girls.
Three spooked girls. Hey there, I'm Tara.
And I'm Jessica. And together we co-host the podcast Three Spooked Girls.
If you love the paranormal.
Or murder.
Join us on Mondays for full-length episodes where we discuss our favorite paranormal stories and true crime cases.
And join us again on Thursdays for our mini-sodes called Stabby Snippets, where we tell you all about true crimes happening in the news.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, wherever the hell else you listen to your pods at. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by using the handle at Three Spooked Girls.
Come and hang out with us and get your spooky on while we scare the hell out of you.
The Three Spooked Girls.
Hey guys, it's Heather and Kristen, the hosts of Sinister Sweethearts podcast, and we want to take a little bit of time to tell you about our show.
We're former college sweetmates turned lifelong best friends who share a love for all things weird, creepy, and sinister.
Come along with us as we journey through the 50 states of America, exploring everything from the paranormal to conspiracy theories to true crime and everything in between.
It's a wild ride with a new state chosen every week, and you never know what you're going to get. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so come find us at SinisterSweethearts.com or your favorite podcast player, and let's explore our sinister sides together.
I think that Rebecca's story relates to mine, and again, we didn't talk about it, but I decided to do like the history of witch trials, not in the United States, but in Ireland, and I wanted to focus on Ireland because we're Irish, that's a large part of where our ancestors come from. And so I'm always interested in learning a little bit more about Ireland. But then also we've read a few stories from Ireland that have been shared with us. And I think that I'd referenced before that it always seemed like they were a little more progressive in their folklore or whatever it may be. And so I was again interested. I was like, well, witch trials, I wonder if they were different in Ireland than compared to other places. So that's what intrigued me. So I'll share just a little bit about the US witch trials. I think the famous witch trials that everybody talks about are the Salem witch trials, which took place for a very short amount of time from 1692 to 1693. But overall in the United States, witch trials started in 1647 and they lasted about 50 years. So it was a large span of time. There were allegedly about 36 people who went on trial for being witches, and 11 of them were killed. Yeah, so it seems like there weren't really a lot of people who were killed in the United States. So what I found is that way more people were killed in Europe, specifically Germany, for allegations of being witches. And I think I have some statistics on it that I'll share. We'll post with the story a link to them if we need to. Anyways, and so that's like a brief history of the U.S. and the number that went through it. So the first documented witch trial in Ireland was in, I don't even know how to say this date, 1263. 1263. And it was for, that was the first documented instance where somebody was condemned to trial for being a witch. So it was actually a woman who was born from a lot of money, and her name was Alice Keiteler, I think is how you say her name. So it was alleged by her housemaid that she worshipped demons, that she murdered her past four husbands, that she had intercourse with demons, and that she would make love and hate potions. So she was arrested and went to trial. Her, this maid or the servant, or whoever it was, even was a witness who took the stand, who shared all this information. And so by the end of the trial, well, they both get convicted because the jury's decided that this servant had so many details and so much information. They thought that she really helped with everything and that she felt bad. And so she was also sentenced to death. So these two women at this time, they're sentenced to death. So what happens is the servant was burned alive. But Alice, she disappeared and nobody knows where she went, and there's no record of her death.
Fuck yeah, Alice.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Okay, so that's the first, you know, documented, and there's just no fucking record of what happened. There's no record of what happened to her body, but the theory is that she ran off to England where she was safe or something like that. Okay. So then I have another, this one is a little different. It's not necessarily a witch, but it's strongly associated with witch folklore in Ireland. It's just a little bit different. So this is called the Loathly Lady. So she's a grotesque woman who becomes beautiful when she's viewed by a man who doesn't judge her appearance. So there is a story about these group of men, what were they? They were like a band of people who go to war. What are they called? Like soldiers? It was like a band of soldiers. There we go. So it was like a band of soldiers. They're out camping. This really old woman who's not attractive comes up to them, and the other men just walk away and like dismiss her. And this one guy goes up to her and he's like, "Don't worry, I'll protect you. Go ahead and go to sleep and I'll make sure you're okay all night." So when they all wake up the next day, she's a beautiful young woman. And she allegedly, it was a spell that was cast on her. And so she's like, "You get one free wish." So he wishes for a house by the sea. And then he begs her to stay. And she does. And she says that everything will be fine if you just never talk about the way that we met and the way that I looked. So one day, his dog has puppies. She gave all the puppies away. Well, he got angry and he was like, "How could you treat me this way, especially whenever I looked past how ugly you were?" And then she immediately disappeared. And so did the house, and so did the life they built together. And he never saw from her again, saw or heard from her again.
Wow.
But this is Shallow Hal. I hated that movie, dude. It was shitty.
This is a common, Shallow Hal was, like, I think that they made it seem like it was a really cool story. This guy loved a woman who was overweight.
Yeah.
And, like, just saw her as a skinny person. And that's, like, okay, that is a very superficial beauty standard.
It's crazy. I can't, like, yeah. Even when that movie came out, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with everybody else? This movie's awful. And I think I was still a kid. I don't remember how old we were when it came out. Yeah. But anyways, this is interesting. And so, like, it's clumped in with the Irish folklore for witches. Okay, so I have a few more witches to talk about. So then there's another woman who's called the Witch of Yogal, I think is what it's called. So this one is interesting because the trial for this woman was in Cork, Ireland, and that's where the majority of our ancestors come from. Yours and mine. Ooh, I know. Okay. So there was a woman named Florence Newton, and she was at a Christmas party, and she got upset because they bypassed her when they were passing around a plate of beef.
rude.
Yeah, she got upset and she left the party. And she ran into a servant in the hallway, and the servant's name was Mary. And she allegedly violently kissed Mary in the hallway. So quickly, Mary became very sick. She was having cramps. She was having visions. She was throwing up. And as this was happening, she blamed Florence, and Florence was arrested. So this was in 1661. And she all there. Okay. So she was arrested. Then she had a trial. During the trial, another person spoke up and said, she is a witch because I also saw her kissing my ex-husband. And after they kissed, he died. And so she was sentenced to death. No, she wasn't sentenced to death. I'm sorry. The trial records disappeared and we don't know what happened to her.
She was a fucking witch. No record. She magicked that shit away.
So do you notice a trend here with the three folklore is that for all of these witches, like they disappear and nobody knows what happens to them. The alleged witches. Okay. Yeah. So here's another one. This is a woman named Biddy Early. So she was just a really different child. And as a child, people said that they always heard her talking to fairies, which is really cute. And that mm-hmm. her mother was an herbalist, mm-hmm. and that she also taught her daughter those skills. So Biddy was as well. And then she grew up to be a pretty unusual woman. She was a prime target to be targeted for somebody who was a witch. She was married three times, which was really like rare for that time period. She traded natural cures for whiskey, and then she would invite people over to drink and play cards. And sometimes in exchange, she would go to people's like farms and would work on their crops or whatever. So the town fucking loved her, but the church was really scared of her. Because she was so popular and she was a woman and she was weird, right? So in 1865, mm-hmm. she was accused of witchcraft and she was 67 years old. So the town rallied behind her and said, she is not a witch. And the witnesses pulled out and said, never mind, she's not a witch. The charges were dropped. Nothing happened to her and she died happily 9 years later of natural causes.
That's great.
How crazy is that? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like how unheard of is that for that time period?
Mm-hmm.
Oh mm-hmm. my God. You
know, there was a lot. So I can't remember how, when I went down that rabbit hole, but there was a lot of, and they were probably more in Europe. These are in Ireland, mm-hmm. but there were witch hunters that basically they were men, and usually they were men of faith, mm-hmm. and they had these tests, I guess. And I can't remember what the test was, but the common one that I think of is, you know, if you throw somebody in water, if they drown, they're a human. If they float, yeah. they're a witch, which is just, you know, we don't know any, they didn't know any better at the time.
Right.
But that was, you know,
like test.
Everybody fucking floats. Yeah. Like, unless you drown, everybody floats. Yeah. But there was a lot of trials and there was a lot of people who did get out of mm-hmm. it because people rally around it. Even if they were found out to be a mm-hmm. witch, they would serve their time mm-hmm. or they would disappear or something like that. But there's a lot of stories about
yeah.
that. And it is just weird that I forget this one guy, but he was a terrible fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And he went around accusing everybody. He would go from town to town and he would round up the witches and he had his own testing and stuff like that. And they're like, well, you're using witchcraft yourself in a way to figure out how people are witches, so maybe you're a witch.
Oh my God.
And I think that's whenever he's like, okay, I'm stopping now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Nothing, it was just somebody that was hungry to kill people.
Nothing has changed.
Is what it sounds it like.
Sounds
to me.
Like sounds like our lives now. Jeez, that's nuts, dude.
Yeah. The witch trials were fucking crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so I have one more witch, and then I have a little bit of information about the Irish witch trials. Okay. So this last witch, her name was Bridget Cleary. So this is in 1887. She married the man of her dreams. His name was Michael Cleary. And they basically married within 1 month. It was a whirlwind relationship, and they loved each other so much. And she was very successful. She was a seamstress, and she had a very, very, like, busy business, and she made a shit ton of money. So she was young, she's beautiful, she's very successful. And then her husband also worked, and so he made a lot of money. So they're doing, like, fucking good, right? So she was married to him in 1887. In 1895, she just disappeared. So a few days to her disappearing, she allegedly looked very, very sick. And her appearance was almost disturbing, is what people explained. And so her husband went on the record to say that, well, she had bronchitis, but he thinks a changeling or a fairy got her and that it wasn't really his wife. So he said that's why she was gone. You know, the fairies took her, is what he kept saying. So a few days later, they found her burned body in a shallow grave, and he went to trial because they said that he killed her. But because everybody was so fearful of fairies and very strongly believed in fairies and changelings, they gave him just manslaughter, not murder. And so he served like a year and then he was released. But she is known as the last witch burned in Ireland, because he burned her body. She wasn't a witch.
Did he do it?
I mean,
did he do it?
I think he did.
I mean, the husband always does it.
But I think he did. I think he did it for her money.
But they had money together.
I don't know, man. They had a whirlwind relationship. I mean, he admitted to, he said the way that she had died was that whenever they were trying to get the changeling out of her, or to burn the changeling out of her, is what he said, that they put her very close to the fire in her bedroom.
I think you've told this story before.
Shut up. Really?
I think you have.
That's weird. Yeah. I don't remember telling it.
Yeah, I remember, because I remember you telling it, and I talked, and Abby, actually, our friend Abby, talked about it to me a little bit. But because I think I remember you saying, and he was like adamant. She got sick and he was like, who are you? Mm-hmm. You're not my wife. You're somebody else. And he's like, okay, trial by fire. If you die, then you're not my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the fairy, the fae, will bring back my wife. Whoa, dude, that's fucked up.
Right? So, I mean.
That is so crazy.
All of these stories are so crazy from Ireland, right? So, the Irish witch trials were very small in number. I mean... compared to the thousands that happened in the other countries. So, you know what? I'm just going to share a couple of numbers that I got from that, what I sent you. So, like, for the, it has, I messed it all up, everybody. I'm sorry. It's not working. Okay. So, like, here's an example. So, witch trials by country. It's estimated the American colonies recorded 36 witch trials, right? But, that's a bad example. It's estimated there were 37. Okay, that's a bad example. I'm going to give you a good example. A good example is Germany. So they recorded 8,188 witch trials, but it's estimated that there were 17,000 to 26,000 witch trials.
Wow.
Yeah, like this, it is crazy. So, and then the last one is Switzerland. It says they had, it was recorded they had 1,000, but they really think they had 4,000 to 5,000 trials. Same thing with France. Yeah, it is. Oof. It is nuts. Oof. I know.
Wow.
So the Irish witch trials are very small in number. And this is because they believed that there weren't very many witches in that area, but also because a lot of things that happened in Ireland that were like supernatural, they were just attributed to the supernatural because the Irish were very comfortable with supernatural because they very much believed in fairies and elves and changelings. So they were fine with it. And they had an anti-witch ordinance, but it wasn't as restrictive as other ordinances were. So there was a different punishment depending upon what the witchcraft was used for. So an example is like, if you used witchcraft to damage somebody's property, well, you would go to jail for a year and that's it. But if you used witchcraft to harm your neighbor, like hurt them, then you would be put to death. So like they accepted that there was such a thing as witchcraft, and then they developed like a tier system on what the punishment was for what you did. So they were pretty accepting of it. Let me see. And there was also a different... The article that I read talked about how the punishment or the death was a little bit nicer or more humane. I'm not sure if I agree. So men were either hanged or they were drawn and quartered.
What is that?
I knew you were going to ask. I don't know.
Is that, wait, is that where they're stretched
apart? Oh, no. Mike told me what it was. It's where they have to put their head in between the piece of wood that's like a T. It's a T-shaped, and they have to put their head and their arms in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. No. Imagine
it. Is it, were they killed that way?
It's like they're tortured.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. No,
right. Medieval torture is just...
Right?
Sick. Yeah, it's sick.
So then the women were burned, but it's considered it was a little more humane because they would choke them to death before they burned their bodies.
I mean,
so that's how Ireland was considered more humane. So then I found the last witch trial in Ireland. So I've given you like the first trial. I'm giving you the last trial. And I also gave you the last witch to be buried in Ireland. Okay. So this is the last witch trial. There were 8 women tried and they were to be sentenced to death. So they were, there was an allegation made against them. They were arrested and attacked by a mob, and they were put in jail for about a year. So it was alleged that they had possessed a young woman who was like 18 years old. So this woman who was like 18 was running around and saying crazy stuff and acting like she was having seizures, all this shit. And when people were like, what's wrong with you? Why'd you do this? And she was like, oh, they attacked me and they possessed me by a demon. And they were like, who? And she was like, these women, and like pointed all of them out. And they, you know, then it was the whole witch trial thing. Right. So there were 2 judges that oversaw this trial in Ireland. And one of the judges was like, this is fucking nuts. Y'all are crazy. They are not witches. These are good people. And he gave examples. He was like, do you go to church with these people? They bring you food. He was like, y'all are being nuts. And there was another judge that was like, she's a witch. what happened was, we don't know, because all the records from the trial were burned in a fire during the Irish Civil War. Wow. So we don't know what happened to these women, but we do know there was a trial and we know what was said, but we don't know the outcome.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? So the Irish Civil War was in 1922 to 1923. So the, I mean, you would think someone would have like remembered, like read it and maybe remembered and like wrote it down.
I don't know. Probably only people that were in law had access to those files, right?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Anyways, I am so happy that I read all this from Ireland. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of other countries that have folklore that's a little more empowering for women than maybe we have in the United States.
You know, I think that, I mean, we're going to go down this rabbit hole, Lindsay. There's just not a lot of women in history because they weren't, unless they were witches, unless they were quote unquote bad people. We as a collective from past to, I mean, more past probably present were doing a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But there just wasn't record of historical women.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't seen as people that mattered.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think I'm seeing it. I just see it communicated differently through folklore. Because, like, I'm thinking of, mm-hmm. like, vaginal dentata. What is it called? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Vagina dentata?
Yes. Yeah. So, like that. In the U.S., it's that, you know, it has teeth and it bites dicks off. But in mm-hmm. Japan, it's, like, fucking metal teeth and... they just see her as a hero and you know what I mean? Like she's not a bad person that has this, but in the US it's kind of like, bah! You know, and everybody runs from it and it's scared. I mean, they have statues of that folklore in Japan and they have a day where they have mm-hmm. a parade. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. what I was thinking as far as the folklore in different countries. Yeah. I don't know how much folklore we have that's about like women conquering as much as like maybe they do, because even these witch trial things yeah. like, and even with the paperwork disappearing, I think it's really cool and it just makes me think they got away. Yeah, right.
I hope,
because
so.
They really were uh-huh. witches and they were like, fuck you. I'm like, whoosh.
Yeah. 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 They go and kill a baby and then ride their brooms off into the moonlight, you know. It's yeah. But you know, the thing is with, and I'm going to get a wee bit like into religious history mm-hmm. here. And it's, I'm not trying to do it to be mean or anything, but historically, whenever Christianity came to take over, and I guess in Ireland it was probably Catholicism, but whenever they came in to kind of take over, what they did is they decided witches were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what witches did before Catholicism or before religion of whatever type, Christianity, came over to take over, a witch wasn't seen as a bad word. It was a man or a woman who was typically an herbalist mm-hmm. Or a type of doctor that took care of people. Mm-hmm. And they may have been dabbling in the occult or worked with spirits or been, you know, had a psychic gift, and it was accepted.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't until it was written in the Bible, witches are evil and bad and should be abolished. And then they, like they're separate from us, but just people that were close to religion came over and said, what you're doing is wrong and what this person is doing is wrong. And they got on board with that. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, yeah, you're right. Witches are bad somehow. And that just transcended over the years. And I think what happened in Ireland is they are so close to their culture and so close to nature. Mm-hmm. And also there's so much history and religion and folklore and magic uh-huh. there that it was probably really hard to take that away. And so they took different things from different religions and okay, you're okay if you're a witch if you're doing this uh-huh. but you're not okay if you're doing yeah. this. It is really cool how that evolved.
I love it.
And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, people of Ireland, if you listen to us, or people of, you know, anywhere over there across the pond, as they say, mm-hmm. if we're wrong about this. But I feel like spirits and ghosts and stuff like that are still talked about and acceptable. And like, there's so many fucking haunted places yeah. there. And they're just like, yeah, there's ghosts uh-huh. here. And we live with it. And that's yeah. it.
People look mm-hmm. at it much differently. It's just so, it's so interesting. I don't know. I want to go to Ireland so bad. I don't think we're ever going to get to travel again.
Yeah, we totally will travel again.
Oh, God, I hope so. I want to go to Ireland so bad. It'd be so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something else about all the shenanigans. I don't remember. Anyways, wish us good luck in the United States.
Oh, you know what? We didn't bring up the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Kanye and Kim are getting a divorce.
I know. They need to do what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them. They've both gone and just said, do you want an official comment from I Have a Strange Story podcast about... No, I'm just kidding.
We got contacted.
Yeah, they wanted, they wanted to know.
Like, Kim was like, I don't think a lot of people know. Will you just let the people know? And we said, yes, Kim, we will.
Are you actually talking about the other elephant in the room with the Capitol?
No, I was talking about Kim and Kanye. Oh, shit. Like, because I thought that that was kind of close to your heart.
Oh, you know, it hurt my heart a little bit, but I honestly have a lot of respect for Kim, and I know people feel differently about her, but I see how she's learned and grown as a woman, and she's used her power to do good things, and she's serious about being an attorney, and she has gotten people pardoned who shouldn't have been in prison. I mean, she's done a lot of good things, and she's going to be an attorney. Like, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her as a person. She's grown.
Yeah.
We're not all perfect, but either way, I mean, they just need to do what's best for them. Bless his heart. He needs some support, I think. You know what I mean? I'm not excusing his behavior, but I'm saying I think that we know that he has a diagnosis and he needs medication. Doesn't excuse his behavior. He needs to be held accountable, but it just kind of, it got too difficult, I think.
Yeah. I think that celebrityism is harder than we can understand. I mean, for us, we're handling it pretty well.
I know.
We know how to keep our private life private.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You want to take us out?
Do whatever you want, girl.
Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever you want. Take out whatever you want.
No, I said, do you want to take us out, like, outro us?
Okay.
Because I'm just going to keep laughing. If
we oh, okay. Anyways, if you would like us to share your experience so that other people can hear and relate to it, please send it to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com, and we will be happy to share your experience, and we look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, and please subscribe, rate, and review us. And if you give us a rating, please give us a nice review. Whew, it's just one glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Send it to our email address with your mailing address, and we will mail you some stickers. And until next week, we believe you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.